This episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Get exclusive rewards and more by visiting outsidehealthandfitness.com/support. Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 164. What to eat for a fantastic run.
Definitely having electrolytes can help the fluid go into the proper compartments in your body.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, roll, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. You know, one of the most common questions I get from runners has to do with food. What should I eat? How much and when? It's a touchy and important subject. When you're running, especially for longer distances, you need to keep your body properly fueled. Today, I'm excited to welcome Tara Witten back to the show to talk about proper nutrition for running. On today's show, you'll discover what you should eat before a run, good alternatives for energy to carry with you, and the best foods to eat to recover after your run.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
Before we get into my interview with Tara, I wanted to let you know what's coming up this week on my new show, Funky Fitness Now. This week, Jessica and I are talking about some very interesting and unusual fitness classes you can take if you're simply bored with your current routine. Here's a clip.
Welcome to Funky Fitness Now.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Jessica, and we host Funky Fitness Now.
I can't dance unless I'm drunk.
And you're not dancing, you're just falling down rhythmically.
Join us each week at funkyfitnessnow.com.
On iTunes, Stitcher, and other top podcast networks.
Stay fit and funky.
My guest today is Tara Witten. You might remember her from episode 158, when we talked about how to stay motivated to run in the winter. Tara is a certified exercise physiologist, a running coach, and an outreach coordinator for Fleet Feet Maine Running. She's an avid runner and helps others at any level, from beginner to those running mountain and ultra races, using a science-based approach. I got a chance to talk with Tara at Fleet Feet Maine Running in Brunswick about nutrition and what's the best approach for runners. So let's get right into it.
Okay, well, Tara, it's really awesome to have you back on the show, even though we're in your neighborhood, not in my neighborhood. So we're going to talk about nutrition and running today. Awesome. So what are some of the common questions that you get from people about what to eat before a race or something like that?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, there's always a million questions with what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat. I would say those are the three common questions.
What is it that people are looking for? Are they just looking to avoid a mistake where they're going to run low on energy or overeat? Or
good question. I would say the primary reason people want to eat is because they've gone on some sort of long run or they've signed up for a long race, and either they've heard from somebody else that they need to be eating, and then they're like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what to eat or what to do. Or they've experienced it themselves. So like once you get past a certain duration in your run or intensity, you run out of energy essentially, and that doesn't feel very good. So some people have experienced that.
That is interesting. Is like, you know, you have to try to figure out what you're capable of even carrying with you, right? You can't bring a cheeseburger with you.
Right.
I mean, I suppose you could, but so you have to find something that's portable enough to go with you, but still kind of packs enough energy to keep you going. So what sort of advice do you have on that?
Yeah, so there's, you can look up online if, you know, there's definitely people who are more interested in, you know, all natural whole foods. And there's a bunch of recipes you can find just online, like searching all natural foods to eat during a run. And there's like, there's a bunch of little things out there. Like you could do crystallized ginger, and that's really nice because it can settle your stomach. And some people make their own little gooey concoctions just because they like to know what's in their homemade product. But there are a lot of commercially available products like Goo, Hammer, electrolyte drinks, things like that. Mm-hmm. And those are nice because it's definitely a convenience thing. They're pre-measured. You know pretty much exactly how many calories, how many carbohydrates you're getting, whereas like a homemade concoction is pretty variable. And nutrition isn't necessarily an exact science anyway, so sometimes that can be okay. But for people performing at a higher level, sometimes knowing exactly what you're getting in can be helpful, especially when it comes time to evaluate your performance afterwards. You can kind of go back and look at what you've eaten and calculate, you know, the carbohydrate needs, the electrolytes, the water, the...
Yeah.
Calories, everything, and then kind of adjust from there. So it is nice to have an exact measurement as well.
That's a good point, because it's not just about staying hydrated. I mean, your pH balance is getting out of whack, mm-hmm. as you're sweating and losing mm-hmm. salt and things like that too.
Yep. I think that's definitely one of the more important factors of running nutrition is actually hydration and electrolyte replacement. It can be actually pretty dangerous to do like a really long duration event, like a marathon even, or beyond that, like people do Ironmans where they're out for, you know, 10 or 12 hours or ultra marathons. Mm. And definitely not replenishing electrolytes can be pretty dangerous. And a lot of times actually runners experience this a lot after a long run. They'll feel really nauseous.
Yeah.
Usually a remedy for that is just simply drinking a glass of electrolytes, because that nausea feeling can occur as a result of dehydration. You might be, it's kind of complicated, but you might be drinking plenty of water while you're running.
Yeah.
But just drinking water doesn't necessarily help all of the cells absorb the hydration like they should. So definitely having electrolytes can help the fluid go into the proper compartments in your body and basically just like restore fluid balance within your body.
Yeah.
And so people can feel really nauseous when that fluid balance is distorted.
Right.
So
what are some of the mistakes that you've seen people make with regard to eating and running?
There's a lot. I would say, like, very generally speaking, like, one thing that comes to mind, and, like, you'll read about this everywhere, is the whole, like, reward system. And this is, like, just general nutrition, mm-hmm. not necessarily running specific. But, you know, you go for a run, and then afterwards you reward yourself
right.
with, yeah. like, some crazy huge meal or something.
Yeah.
So it's, like, good to remember to, like, you know, what your goals are and to kind of keep things in check. Like just because you've ran, some people underestimate the calories that they've burned. So that can create some imbalances there.
Yeah.
Maybe misalign some of your goals.
Yeah.
But I would say like another one is kind of a beginner mistake is actually eating too much. You know, you don't necessarily need to eat a gel every mile or, you know, something like that. That can actually make you feel pretty sick. And a lot of it just comes down to experimentation, like what works for you,
right.
what kind of timing works for you, how much works for you,
yeah.
what to drink with what foods and things like that.
We talked a little bit about after the race. You were kind of saying you keep your rewards in line with your goal. But what is a good thing to eat afterwards just to kind of replenish and build up your energy again?
Yeah. So typically there's like most people have heard this, like the 30-minute window. Mm-hmm. So you should try to get something in your system immediately, preferably a carbohydrate, just so that you replenish your glycogen stores that you've just kind of burned out. And a lot of people are not feeling super awesome after a long distance or like a hard effort. So even just drinking like some fluids that have a little electrolytes and carbohydrates, something like simple as Gatorade, and then like within the next hour having like an actual meal. And in that meal, you typically want to have carbohydrates, fats, and proteins.
Yeah.
So that you're repairing everything at the cellular level. Like you're repairing your muscles, you're, you know, giving your cells fat to just rejuvenate themselves, and then carbohydrates to restore your carbohydrate stores.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. So
excellent.
If you want to recover well, that's important.
That's a good way
to go. If you don't care about recovery, then, you know.
But you want to get recovered.
Right. You want to recover and you want to feel good.
Good. Before you run, how much should you eat? I mean, is there guidelines to that?
Yeah. So typically, if you're running an hour or less, you don't necessarily need to eat much. And this is more talking about like a morning runner. If you wake up, you're just going to run for like a half an hour to 45 minutes. You don't necessarily need to eat breakfast,
mm-hmm.
although it can be good to just have like a little something, a couple shot blocks for convenience. Or if you're planning on running more than an hour, you typically do need to have some sort of snack or something.
Okay.
And that's if you want to run more than an hour and feel good. So, you know, something, you know, a little carbohydrate snack, banana with a little peanut butter or something like that. And then as far as during your run, you want to, again, if you're going to go like more than 60 to 80 minutes, mm-hmm. and it kind of varies for everyone, just depending on, really it's your level of fitness is what determines, you know, how much you need to eat. And, you know, just general caloric needs and stuff. So if you're going to go more than 60 to 80 minutes, you should start fueling before that point. Mm-hmm. So really like every 40 to 45 minutes, you should have something like a gel or a couple shot blocks or some sort of formulated carbohydrate drink. If you're going to run 60 to 80 minutes and kind of call it good there, you can kind of get by without eating anything during a run. So really fueling is if you're planning on getting to that point and going further. So really marathon training, it becomes essential like once you start doing those long runs. So I would say like every 40, 45 minutes have a gel.
Yeah.
And again, that's going to depend. Like if, you know, a bigger person, like a 6'2" guy might need two gels every 40 minutes or something. So it really just depends on like your body size, your level of fitness.
Kind of similar to hydration where you want to do it before you need it.
Yeah, sort of. Hydration isn't quite as essential to stay on top of. That was kind of a school of thought a few years ago. Be preventative about your nutrition, but that can actually be somewhat dangerous.
Oh, okay.
So now the new kind of guideline is to just drink to thirst. So you should just kind of sip as needed. Try to pay attention to your signals, although when you're running, sometimes all of your body signals and senses are totally warped. but typically if you're eating a couple gels, you want to be kind of washing those down with fluids too, just to help them kind of properly absorb in your intestines.
So what are some of the things that you guys have here? I know you've got some samples with you there. What are some of the different nutritional supplements that you sell here in the store?
Yeah, so we actually carry a variety of brands. We have probably the most common are Goo and Hammer, Goo Energy and Hammer. We have Noon Hydration. We sell Honey Stinger. Mm-hmm. Honey Stinger is an all-natural kind of honey-based product, so definitely great for that customer who's looking for the all-natural situation. And then Huma Gels are also another all-natural alternative that incorporate chia seeds. I would say one misconception with a lot of this stuff is that people will look at something like Goo and Hammer and look at the ingredients and, you know, just they don't necessarily know what the ingredients are, so they assume it's not natural. But everything in these products are also natural. Like maltodextrin is, you know, one of the most common ingredients that people look at and they're like, oh, this gel has maltodextrin in it. That's, you know, that's bad. But actually, maltodextrin is just another scientific name for a carbohydrate.
Okay.
So it's you need maltodextrin, and most of the other products have it, but they call it something else.
Right.
So pretty much everything we carry is going to be natural, and really, like, some of those long ingredients that you read are just some sort of, you know, carbohydrate or electrolyte. And then what else do we carry? We carry Clif shot blocks, so if you aren't crazy about the gel consistency, there is the chewable option, and they're kind of similar to, like, a fruit snack.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I've always had a hard time getting past the gel consistency myself.
Yeah, like for some people,
the colloid.
It's
kind
a very
of thing.
Similar formula. It's just like a preference thing.
Yeah, right. It's just texture. So, so what are the things you have coming up in the store this month? I know you guys have all kinds of events and things and races.
Upcoming events, we have our Sugarloaf Marathon training group starting on Monday, and that will run until the Sugarloaf Marathon, which is mid-May.
Yeah,
and then we have a lot of demos coming up. So we have Adidas in Portland today. We have Irish Road Rover 5K in Portland coming up soon. And then our Run Club is starting on April 1st. So Run Club is basically what we call our running club that takes over from Winter Warriors, and it runs all year round.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's starting at the beginning on April 1st.
It's kind of like Fight Club. You're not supposed to talk about Run Club.
right, Run Club.
Excellent. All right, good. Awesome. Well, thank you for talking to me again.
Yeah, of course. Anytime.
I want to thank Tara for coming on the show and sharing all that great information. Speaking of running, I need your help to keep Outside Health and Fitness running. If you're getting value from the show and want me to keep going, please let me know by offering your support. I love talking with fitness experts and sharing their information, and your support allows me to keep doing just that. Helping out is super easy. Just visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/support and donate any amount you can. Levels start as low as $1 a month, and believe me, it all adds up. I've even put together some exclusive rewards just for supporters of the show. So visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/support and do your part right now. I really appreciate it. Next week on the show, I'm talking to Josh from Par 3 near me. Josh is an avid golfer and a big fan of Par 3 golf courses. We had a really fun talk, and whether you're a golfer or not, you're going to want to check out what Josh shares on the show. Well, that's it for now. Remember to visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/support to become an Outside Health and Fitness fan now. I'm Steve Stearns. Thanks for listening. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.